It is a basic and perhaps obvious truth. Capitalism cannot function without capital, much of which is provided by private banks. But roughly half a year after Congress authorized $700 billion to rescue America's financial system, more than half of which has been spent to date, the country's biggest lending institutions remain at risk of failure. Some, like Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, the ranking Republican on the Banking Committee, have a straightforward solution.
I think we need to close them, get them out of business. If they're dead, they ought to be buried.
Shelby was speaking on ABC's This Week program. His words were echoed by fellow Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona, who worried that more government bailout money will only prolong an unsustainable situation.
Some of these banks have to fail. You can't have zombie banks.
McCain was speaking on Fox News Sunday. But the laissez-faire or free market solution to the banking crisis will inflict great pain on the nation as a whole, according to Democratic Senator Evan Bayh, who also appeared on This Week.
If they were to go down, the problem is it's not just them. They take, it's called, you know, collateral damage. A whole lot, hundreds of thousands of blue-collar working men and women, other smaller financial institutions who were not involved in these bad decision-makings, they all pay the price too.
Some are urging patience, noting that a massive economic stimulus package, as well as President Barack Obama's home mortgage aid program, have only just gone into effect. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York says improving the overall economy and preventing home foreclosures will provide a boost to the banking sector.
If you reduce foreclosures, you find a bottom to the housing market, and then the banks, who are worried about all this mortgage paper they have, will start lending again.
Schumer was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press program. But patience and calm nerves may be hard to find at a time when U.S. financial markets continue to drop at alarming rates. Last week, Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average fell to a 12-year low, and analysts say uncertainty over the country's financial picture is contributing to investors' worries. The Treasury Department is conducting so-called stress tests of major banks to gauge their viability in today's tough economic times. But in recent testimony on Capitol Hill, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner had few answers when asked what would be done should any banks be judged to have failed the stress test and be deemed fundamentally unsound. The Obama administration has been criticized for the slow pace of nominations for key Treasury posts under Mr. Geithner, who has been operating without the benefit of a full staff. Sunday, the administration announced appointments for three key positions in the department. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.